sunrise and sunset, promise and fulfillment, birth and death. The whole drama of life is written in the sands of time.
We present a new series of radio programs, The Clock.
Ever since the invention of the wheel, man has been doing his utmost to outstrip time. A century ago, it took weeks to cross the continent by covered wagon. A decade ago, it took only days by train. Now, in a modern airplane, you can span the distance in hours. And if our civilization has its way with the supersonic aircraft, you can leave New York at 2 p.m. and arrive in Los Angeles at 1. That's fast. But I know of something even faster. The route that a murderess takes to the grave.
They called me Consuelo when I was born. That's Spanish or something. Oh, not that I'm Spanish. My father saw the name on a shampoo advertisement and thought it was cute. Oh, but it fits me fine. You see, I'm sort of Latin looking, with black hair, brown eyes, and lashes down here. And I'll match my complexion against a baby's. I like to dance and have fun, and I've got no bad habits. The boys call me the perfect date. But there's one thing I like better than good times, and even looking at myself in the mirror all day long. I love to take things. Oh, it's not stealing. I mean, I don't take things to get money out of it. I just get a kick out of picking up something when nobody's looking, that's all. A doctor once called it kleptomania, whatever that is. Oh, he was adorable, too. He was the only thing I missed when I ran away. But that was months ago, when I first met Charlie. It was in a department store, the kind I like to visit when I get the urge. May I help you, ma'am? Oh, yes, please. Those gloves are very pretty. May I see them, please? Size 6, of course. Here you are. They're genuine lizard, the latest thing. Oh, let me see the other pair in the showcase over there.
Yes,
ma'am. These? Yeah, that's right. Oh, bring out the other two pairs right next to it, if it's not too much trouble.
Oh, not at all. These are pigskin. The others are suede.
Oh, all my size?
Yes, ma'am.
They're awful pretty. What's that in the showcase behind your back?
Here? Oh, they're not your sizes.
Oh, and they're just what I wanted. Don't you have another pair?
Not in size 6.
Oh, well, then let it go. Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Just a second, baby.
I beg your pardon?
Shopping?
Who are you?
Just a guy with good eyes. Let me see the bag, huh?
Oh, hold the nerve.
Why didn't you take the lizard gloves? The suede isn't half as expensive.
All right.
All right. What?
Take me up to the manager and turn me in.
Oh, baby, I'm not a store detective.
No?
And your fingers aren't half as quick as you think they are. Have you had your lunch yet?
No. And I'm starved. But
well, they'll get a car outside, and I'm feeling it.
Why didn't you turn me in, Charlie?
Oh, maybe it's because I kind of go for your looks.
Oh, you hear me now? My hair's a mess. Oh, this dress is a fight.
You'd get by in a potato sack, or we just died in the middle.
I'd feel more comfortable if it came from Calvello's.
How'd you like to go into business?
What kind of business?
The kind that can net you a grand a week.
Sounds like nice work if I can get it.
You can get it. You know anything about poker?
It's a card game, isn't it?
Look, you've been cute, or you just as dumb as you sound. Sure, it's a card game. What else would it be?
I don't know how to play it.
You don't have to know it. All you got to remember is how to read the cards. I'll do the rest.
Oh, is that what you are? A gambler.
I'm an investor. I invest in other guys' mistakes.
Oh.
And what are you looking for?
A match to light my cigarette.
Oh, here's a light.
Oh. Thanks.
Now, here's a gimmick. I run a poker game in my apartment once a week. Big stuff. Only the top money boys are invited. Anybody comes in with less than 30 G's, just a convincer.
What do I do?
You? Oh, you serve sandwiches and drinks.
$1,000?
$1,000. You also get a little job on the side. When a big pot comes up, you read the other guy's hand and you flash me a sign.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, that's nice.
It'll be easy. You hand a guy a drink or sandwich or cigar from behind. When you lean over, you see his cards. And he give me a sign, and I know just how to play.
That sounds like fun.
It's not fun, baby. It's business. The fun comes later. How about it? You want in?
I don't mind. When do we begin?
Tomorrow night. I'll rehearse the signals with you after dinner. Oh, and Consuelo.
Yeah?
Take my cigarette lighter out of your bag and put it back where it belongs. right, baby. You look terrific.
Thanks for the orchids, Charlie.
That's okay.
Oh, where's all the company?
They'll be here in a couple of minutes. Now, you got everything straight?
I think so.
Are there any mistakes?
Oh, I never make mistakes, Charlie. Oh, Sally.
No, lay off. You'll eat later. Right now, you've got work to do. That's it. Answer the door, will you?
Right away, Charlie. Good evening.
Good evening. Who are you?
Consuela's my name. Come in, won't you?
Well, how goes, Pinky boy?
Who's the dame?
Me, Consuela. Oh, don't let your tongue hang out so far. This is Nicky Morgan, Connie. They call him the Blunt.
I'm awfully glad to know you.
You've got a nice shape.
Thank you.
Too bad I saw her first, eh, Nicky?
Mm. Would you like a sandwich?
Connie says she wants to help out tonight. She'll get you anything you want.
Yeah?
Anything within reason.
Okay, sit down, Nicky boy.
Yeah, thanks.
The boys will be here in a minute now. Where do you start off with tonight?
Give me $5,000.
You get for $5,000?
Hey, it's $100 a chip, sugar. Now, you just run over to that bar. Don't worry your sweet little head about the game. Make it up straight rye, I'll have scotch in the rocks.
Okie doke. I'll have a sandwich.
Where'd you find her, Charlie?
Well, now, Mickey boy, my grandma introduced us.
She got nice legs, too.
You here for cards, Mickey?
Huh? Oh, sure, but I can look, can't I?
Yeah, sure, you can look. No touch.
I feel lucky tonight.
Yeah?
I think I'll take you and the boys for $100,000.
And Nicky boy, how about a little side bet?
Sure, why not?
$20,000 says I top you in the take.
$20,000 plus a date with Consuela against my 25.
You're on, Nicky boy.
About 15 minutes later, the rest of the circus arrived. They came in different shapes and sizes, but they all had something in common. A bankroll. Pretty soon the chips were bouncing on the table and I was handing the sandwiches around. The signals I gave Charlie must have been the right ones because it wasn't long before he had most of the chips on his side of the table and some of the players had dropped out. Then they came to the last deal, and that was the biggest part of all.
I raise you 5 more, Charlie.
Make it 10.
You must have a nice hand.
It cost you 5,000 more to find out.
Nicky, you want a sandwich?
I just had one.
Oh.
In fact, you've been handing me sandwiches all night.
Nicky boy, that's what she's here for.
So you told me.
Come on, Nicky, put up a scram.
I like my hand, Charlie.
How much do you like your hand, Nicky?
I like it so much, I'll put another $20,000 on it if you call and show.
Just you don't have that many chips in front of you.
My checks are still good, aren't they?
Good as cash.
Are you sure you won't have a pickle or something, Nicky?
I don't like pickles.
Leave me alone, baby. He's getting kind of nervous.
You never saw the day when Nicky Morgan got nervous.
Here's my 20 G's. Now, what have you got, Nicky boy?
Full house. Queen's High.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah?
Yeah. I get 4 10s.
Oh, too bad, Nicky.
Yeah, sweetheart. Too bad.
Nicky looked at me for a second, and he smiled. But it was the kind of a smile that gives you goose pimples. He was the last to leave the apartment, and he didn't shake hands with Charlie before he went.
Yeah, looks like you got clean, Nicky. Fortunes of war, you know.
There's more where that came from.
Yeah, better luck next week.
You, I'm going to have this babe here next time we play.
Well, any objection?
Maybe.
What kind?
The sandwiches come high.
Don't like to eat them? Stay home, Nicky boy.
Maybe I will, Charlie, after I even the score. I'll sit in once more next week and see how it goes.
Ooh, come up any time. And maybe we can have a little private stud game one night.
Just you and me?
Just you and me.
I'll let you know.
Good night, Nicky.
So long, Brown Eye. Keep your hands straight. Hey, what'd I do with my pocket watch?
Your watch?
Did you have one when you came in?
It was in my vest, hanging on the chair.
Consuela.
Yes, Charlie?
Give him back his watch.
His watch?
Give it back to him. Dig it out.
Well, if the gentleman insists.
She's got itchy fingers, Nicky. Just the kind of gag.
Yeah, well, next time I come up here, I'll sit on my clothes.
No hard feelings, Nicky.
No hard feelings. I'm just as sure I can go along with a gag. We'll shake on it.
He grabbed my fingers in his hairy paw and squeezed. But when he let go, there was a piece of paper in my palm. A few minutes later, when Charlie wasn't looking, I opened the note and saw what he wrote. He left his phone number, and he told me to use it, or else.
In many ways, some women are like handsome clocks. Their lines are sleek. Their thinking is methodical and cold. Their minds, like the works of a timepiece, are made of steel. And they complete the ensemble with a chromium-plated heart.
I called the phone number Nicky gave me, and he told me to come up. He owned as nice a place as Charlie did, only his was a penthouse that overlooked the park. He was wearing a tiny silk dressing gown over his shirt and pants with one of those big dragons on the back of it. But he was even richer than Charlie was. The toothpick he stuck in his mouth was made of solid gold.
Sit down, baby. Have a drink.
Well, Eddie shouldn't have come here, Nicky.
Why not?
Charlie might get mad.
Charlie can drop dead. He's nothing but a chisel and grafter. Anyway, you're here, so just forget about him.
I guess you're sore about that watch.
Nah, I'm not sore.
I didn't really steal it.
No, you were just holding it for me so it wouldn't break.
You see, I like to take things.
Oh, so I noticed.
Sometimes it's just little things like jars of cold cream or a bottle of perfume.
But you've got even worse habits, honey.
Have I?
Yeah. You called the shots last night, doll. And you fooled everybody but me.
I should have known you were too smart.
Yeah. And so should Charlie.
What are you going to do?
Well, there's lots of things I could do. For instance, I could go back to Charlie's joint with a .45 and blow his crooked head off.
Oh.
And then I could take you out onto that balcony there and push you over the side.
I wouldn't like that.
Sure you wouldn't like that. You wouldn't be half as nice to look at after you landed on the street.
Why didn't you tell Charlie you knew?
Because I got bigger ideas, doll, and you're included. How much does that stinker pay you?
I get $1,000 for every game.
$1,000. When he takes in $50,000.
Well, after all, I'm not experienced.
And I got a feeling you're not as dumb as you sound. How would you like to work for me?
But I've already got a job, Nicky.
Now you'll have two of them. You'll keep on with Charlie, but you'll double-cross him for me. You'll give him cockeyed signals so he bets his ears off on every hand. And after we take him to the cleaners, you get a 50-50 split.
Oh, well, I'll have to think it over.
You can do your thinking here.
Suppose he catches me.
Why should he?
You did.
This is different. He'll never figure you for a double cross. How about it?
I guess I can't refuse.
Not if you want to stay healthy. Anyway, why should you refuse? Charlie's got a face that could spoil your appetite. And I can match him cards and spades for dough.
But what excuse can I give him when I cross his signals?
Just tell him you forgot. All you gotta do is work this once. Just once. When I get through with him, he won't have enough left to pay his laundry bill. Then, later, maybe we could work the boats.
What boats?
The big ones that go over from here to Europe. We travel first class, only the best. And the big-time suckers will fall in our laps.
I always wanted to go to Paris.
You're practically in Paris right now, if you play ball.
Charlie wasn't so hard to work with, but I suppose a girl must think of herself every once in a while, too.
Just one thing, baby.
Yeah?
Don't run this double cross into a triple play. Or them orchids you're wearing might turn out to be lilies.
Don't you trust me?
Oh, sure. And I'll even trust you better when I get to know you more.
When are you coming over to Charlie's place again?
Tonight, maybe. And I'm coming along. We're playing stud poker together with one card buried. And we're playing for $500 a chip.
That sounds awfully extravagant.
It's steep enough to break me if I walk out a loser. But I can finish Charlie inside of 2 hours.
I'll be waiting for you, Nicky. And I'll do my best to please.
Fingers, baby. Grabbed the key at the desk when the clerk turned round.
Oh. Well, take off your coat and make yourself at home.
Yeah, I will.
What did you come over here for anyway? I thought I wasn't supposed to see you till tomorrow.
Oh, Nikki called me.
Oh, did?
She's coming over to my place for a two-handed game of stud tonight.
What stud?
Oh, it's a five-card poker with four cards open on the table, one card's buried, and each guy only sees his own.
Oh.
It'll be even easier to take Mickey Morgan that stub than it was before.
Did we use the same signals?
No. This time, all I have to know is that one card, so I'm changing things around. Besides, you know, I had a feeling Nicky boy was getting wise the last trip. Take it easy when you use those winks. That leg's got eyes in the back of his head.
Yeah, I'd be careful, Charlie.
Yeah, tonight's the night, baby. Both putting up the works in cash.
How much?
$250,000 apiece.
And the winner will come out with $500,000?
And the loser gets a free pass to the poorhouse.
Sounds exciting.
After we clean him out, we'll take a little trip.
And play the boats?
Where'd you learn about playing the boats?
Well, I don't know. You saw the movie once, I guess. Why?
Because that's what Mickey used to do.
Really?
For a dame who don't know the difference between closed poker and stud, that's pretty smart stuff.
I guess I learn quickly.
Yeah. Just don't forget your lessons when Mickey shows up tonight.
Johnny?
Hmm?
Suppose he caught on to us. What'd have happened?
We drill the two of us.
That's what scares me.
Oh, you don't need to be scared. Not as long as I got this in my hip.
I didn't know you carried a gun.
It's not the kind of thing you advertise in the paper.
You'll have a lot of money when you take Mickey to the cleaners.
Yeah, enough to get by on.
And what about me? All I get out of it is a measly thousand.
No, you get more than that, Consuelo.
Do I?
No. You get me. The keeps.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, isn't that nice?
Hey, what are you doing, kidding me?
No. I'll string along, Charlie. You can count on that. An hour later, I was on my way to Charlie's apartment. I wore my low-cut evening gown with the ankle-strap gold sandals. I had a girl from the beauty parlor come up to do my nails and hair. And I took the scissors and a bottle of polish just to keep from getting bored. By the time I got to Charlie's, I had a plan all worked out.
You're late, baby.
I came over as fast as I could. I've got something to tell you, Charlie.
Yeah, what?
Mickey called me just after you left my hotel room.
What for?
He made me an offer to crush you.
To crush me?
By changing the signals.
Oh, the wreck. You're not getting so you can't trust anybody?
I know. I told him I'd go through with it just so I could stall for time. He said he'd protect me if it didn't work by putting a bullet in your head.
Yeah?
I'm scared, Charlie. He'll kill us both if you start winning.
Nobody's going to start winning, honey, because there isn't going to be any game.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to finish him off before he gets me. You're okay, baby. You won't be sorry you're stuck.
Do you think you have his money with him?
Sure, I got mine. Matt, I'll get his, too. Easy way. I'm out here, see? Make him talk and show his dough and get out of the way. I'll pot him from the bedroom. Now, you be careful, honey, and get out of the way.
Hello, Nicky.
How goes it, sweetheart?
Oh, Charlie isn't here.
Well, where'd he go?
I had to get some cards. He wanted clean decks.
Well, the good they're going to do it. You look even better tonight than you did before.
Like my dress?
I like it fine.
Did you bring your money?
I always bring my money.
Charlie's got his.
Not yet, he ain't. He's getting his tonight.
I mean, he's got his money on him. $250,000 in $1,000 bills.
What's the matter, baby?
Oh, no, nothing.
You look nervous.
Why? I'm taking a big chance tonight.
Forget it. In 3 hours, we'll be out of here, loaded with your boyfriend's dough.
In 3 hours, you'll be out of here all right, Nicky boy, loaded in a hearse.
What is this?
Oh, this is the payoff, Nicky boy.
What's the idea of the gun?
It keeps my hands busy.
You cross me, you little chap.
That's no way to talk to a lady, Nicky boy.
I should have known. I should have had more sense.
That's right. You should have figured that a guy with a face like yours wouldn't stand a chance with a dame like Consuela. And what's more, Nicky boy, she's too expensive for you.
I can match you nickel for nickel, Buster.
Not after tonight, you can't. Shell out, Mickey.
Holding me up, big shot?
Take the dough out of his overcoat pocket, baby. He keeps it on the inside.
Sure, take it. And when the boys hear about this, you won't be able to step into the street in the daylight from here to China.
Oh, but nobody is going to hear about it, Mickey boy. Do you want to know why?
Huh. Charlie, no!
That's why, Mickey boy.
That's right.
Give me the door.
You killed him.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Hurry up.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, me, Charlie. I think I'm gonna...
Consuela!
I fell into his arms while he was still holding the gun, and I caught the hand that held it between us. As he tried to lift me up, I slipped my arm between his body and mine, and before he knew what I was doing, I twisted the gun around until it pointed at his jaw and pressed his fingers. The afterward matter was clever. Mickey was on the floor with a bullet in his head, and Charlie was lying right next to him holding the gun. It was a clear case of murder and suicide, with yours truly getting the cash. And they thought I was dumb. Isn't that a laugh? I'm too glad they caught up with me, though. I'll never get a chance to spend all that lovely money here in jail. When they came to my apartment, they found me with what they called direct and damaging evidence. You see, before I left, I just couldn't help stealing Charlie's gun.
Journalist by profession right now, you'd be sitting in the death house with your colleagues, watching a beautiful young woman named Consuela being strapped into the electric chair to pay for her crime against the state. You would see the switch being pulled and catch a glimpse of death in its most sordid phase. And if you were a sharp-eyed reporter, you might be puzzled by the expression of the guard who set Consuela's head and wrist electrodes.